What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like in the previous years, like, everybody knew exactly where the football was going, which is cool. Like, we had Diggs and we had those guys, Gabe. We knew exactly where the ball and was going. Now we have a whole Rolodex of guys that could do it. We could leave the ball in Cook's hand. We could put it in Dalton's hand. We could put it in Knox's hand. We could put it in 13. We could put it on zero. Like, we could put it on 10. We could put it on 15. Like, we could put it on so many different guys at any point in the game. And I think that that's what is keeping the game more exciting and more fun, because don't nobody know where that ball is going.
I'm over here frantically waving my hand. Don't forget 26. Ty Johnson, don't forget 26. Another big pass play to him. There was one in Miami, and he catches a touchdown there before halftime last night. He is, in terms of yards, I guess still fifth, but for a backup running back, not nothing.
Pretty good. Look, there are a lot of plays in the game, and I've been saying all day the precision. That throw maybe didn't look like one of the greatest throws we've ever seen the dude make, because there's, again, it didn't look that spectacular, but rolling to his left and just putting that out there where he had to put it out there, like the arm angle, the launch angle to let, it was just super impressive. I think, like, I don't want to be like fanboy crushing like a lunatic or anything, but sometimes something that doesn't look that spectacular actually is, and I feel like that was some version of that. That's not an easy throw at all for anyone to make, and I'd go as far as to say, like, it looks to me like he practices that throw. Like, I don't think you just accidentally get out there rolling, you know, the opposite way. I mean, what does everybody say about him? Don't want him rolling right. He's going to kill you rolling right. It's true of a lot of guys that are right-armed quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Man, going out to the left there, across the, just, man, it was a fantastic throw. And just right on the money. Had to drop it in over a defender at the pylon. Just precise is what he was yesterday.
You know what else? The Bills catch everything. Except James Cook. I know. I couldn't even.
Shakir has got 14 targets this year. He's got 14 catches. Talk about catching everything. Like, that dude just catches, put it on him, put it near him. It seems like he's bringing it in.
Kincaid back of the end zone. That's not an easy catch. The 13-3 play. So, not the night for spectacular contested catches. It was more about the passing, I think. But Cook notwithstanding, they catch everything. Gloves. It's always about Allen's left glove, but
everybody
in football now has amazing gloves. One-handed catches. McLaurin in the end zone last night. How? Guys, there's no flag there, by the way. Maybe it just didn't need to because he caught the pass.
Right.
What if they find out on that McLaurin touchdown that, like, his toe was out? And they can't throw the flag then. The guy's literally bear hugging him when the ball arrives. Catches it. Everybody catches everything. Just, like, put it close.
Yeah.
Boy, Ross Tucker, has he ever been more right than about celery?
Oh, I got to think. He does make a lot of good points.
Poor celery. I was in the suite with work last night, wings, celery. We had the same spread some of the same food items he's talking about. And celery, I see the celery, I'm so happy. I'm not like the biggest wings guy in the first place, but this big, big carrot came along. And suddenly it just took over.
Yeah.
Celery is just, you want to eat the celery, but not the carrots.
Yeah, that really used to be celery's domain.
Totally.
And I miss, it's very rare to me you go out anymore and get the big chunks. Like, everything costs so much. So, the celery, they're skimping on the celery. And frankly, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I miss the big chunks of celery.
Get to the MVP voting, the odds here in just a minute. We're not voting yet. Sorry. We were. Allen would win. Here's Scott with us. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking the call. Yeah, I just wanted to comment, you know, on the James Cook drop, which was, you know, I'm a big fan of the wheel route. I think it's one of the best routes that's ran in football. But it was interesting from last night's game. When he dropped that, I had a different feeling that I probably hadn't had in a long time, which was, it almost doesn't matter, because I knew within a play or two we were going to be back in the end zone, and we were, right? I think that was the first down play, and by third down, Josh had already thrown another 20, 30-yard pass right back into the the goal.
That's right.
Right, is that Shakir's touchdown there that came after that?
Yes. Yeah. Great finish on that run.
Yeah, that's another play where I made a sound. The way he got hit right at the goal line, I thought his hip was going to be in 50 pieces. I mean, he just got so, it looked like he ran into like a turnstile that wasn't turning or something. Just like, boom! Just like, you're done. Like, oh no! And he, you know, thankfully got right up. But holy cow, that looked like, maybe it looked worse live on TV as it happened than it really was. I don't know, but it looked like a shot.
Yep.
So glad, anyway, McDermott hasn't said anything, so I guess he's okay. But I was scared.
He stayed in the game.
Because that's my dude, Shakir.
Thank you, Scott. Fantasy friends are debating today, rest of season, Shakir versus Xavier Worthy.
Well, tell him what's right. You know what's right.
I said Shakir. I would rather have Shakir right now, rest of season, over Xavier
Worthy.
That's
what we like to hear, folks.
Worthy doesn't get the ball. Right. Like, there are going to be some explosive plays. He's the fastest guy ever. But
yeah. Yeah, I thought all along if they trusted him, you know, it's all about availability of the slot snaps. Like, is that his spot, or is he in a timeshare, you know, whatever, two tight ends? He's their slot receiver, and Allen will feed that if he trusts it, like he did with Beasley. And this guy is, he does a lot of the same stuff. I'm not saying he's as expert as Beasley.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beasley was one of the best slot receivers in football when he got here, and then even grew from there because of the opportunity he had here with Allen as Allen was ascending. But Shakir is shifty and smart and, like, you know, so knows how to beat man coverage. He's got some of the best numbers separation in the league already this year. Certainly knows how to exploit zone and can do something with the ball in his hands. Do a lot with the ball, not just something. Beasley was very much, especially at the end, was just a catch it and fall down kind of thing. He wouldn't run away from anyone, make anybody miss. Shakir is great in the field, in the open field, with the ball in his hands. So I think that's going to continue. I think it's the reason I thought he'd be of the wide receivers. I still thought Kincaid would outpace him receptions-wise. I'm not as sure of that sitting here right now.
It's not going to happen.
But I thought Shakir would get the trust because he catches everything.
It's not going to happen. I think you can stop worrying about that. Not that you were worried, but Kincaid is not going to lead this team in catches. They're just not putting, I guess, you know, this is probably how it should be. But when I'm trying to predict this stuff, it's the first thing I think about is the draft capital. So organizationally, you'd want perfect world. you're pumping Dalton Kincaid into your offense, and the pick looks great, and the player looks great, and okay, yeah, it makes sense. Even though he wasn't a wide receiver in name, okay, yeah, it makes sense. That's not happening. Like, Knox ran more routes in the first half last night than Kincaid. He's a tight end. He's not. He'll play, you know, out wide sometimes. So is Knox sometimes. Like, the variety is the point this year. But Kincaid's a good player. He can catch the ball. He's big. He had a couple of really nice plays last night. He's got 8 catches for the year in 3 games. That's the pace. It sucks for fantasy, but so does every other tight end, at least. Right. So you don't have to be too upset if Kincaid's your guy. Look at it. Laporta, nothing, then hurt. McBride, okay, now hurt. Kelsey, nothing. Andrews, literally nothing.
Kittle, hurt.
Kittle, hurt. Kittle was going, hurt. Pitts catches one pass and the world erupts. Tackled at the 1. Still, like, that's good. Right. A 50-yard pass. That's it.
Yep.
You know, Engram hurt. Njoku hurt. Should I, like, go on? That's 9 guys, right? Are we at Ferguson now? Ferguson's good, but hurt last week. Back this week.
Yep.
It's a disaster.
Yep.
And Kincaid is right in there. At least he's not injured. But you're also not getting any points. That's what you want. You want... If the guy's injured, then maybe someone else will give you points. You don't want just 8, 6 points, whatever it is. Josh Allen, according to Bet Online, is the new MVP favorite today. This moved last night. I am looking at the live odds right now on their site. It's Allen plus 250, Mahomes plus 260, a virtual tie. And then it's way down to 1,400 for CJ Stroud and who? Three guesses. I'll give you 3 guesses. I'm going to say, with respect, I'm going to say you don't get it in 3 guesses.
Well, last time we fooled around with this, the answer was Derek Carr. Could he still be up there? I mean, he moved a lot. I don't know if he was ever how high he got. So I don't know. Sam Darnold?
Is that a guess?
That's a guess.
That would have been my guess. Incorrect.
Okay.
25-1. I mean, bet it. Allen is, while you're thinking, if you're thinking, the heavy betting favorite right now to lead the NFL this year in touchdown passes. Darnold has more so far. 8-7.
Could Aaron Rodgers be on this list?
You got it. You did get it right. Aaron Rodgers at 14-1 with Stroud. So it's still so early, but it's 2 guys. Then Hurts, Burrow, Jackson, Purdy, I mean, all seem like kind of long shots already.
Yeah.
Darnold doesn't, but I don't think the market really trusts him to keep up his play. Could Dalton win?
No.
If they're a playoff team, come on, maybe?
No. No,
he's been the best quarterback in the league this year.
The MVP is not a, oh, this feels good. He's come back. What a night. No. And it's not, come on.
I know.
It's not going to last.
You got to win 13 games.
Yeah. Good luck with that team winning 13 games.
I know. They're not going to win.
They're going to win 8. They're
not going to win half that.
Yeah. Good luck.
But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That happened.
Al, we talked about it in the summer. It's been there for him. All through this, if you were paying attention to it, the way it works, you know, we're all just people out here. We're watching football, covering football. Some of us, not you and I, have, you know, votes. And, okay, well, who's most deserving? And I said many times in the summer, if he has the same year he had last year and they win the division and they're the 2 seed, what? Give me last year's playoff seedings even, with Baltimore number 1. Jackson's not getting near it unless he has a more incredible year or something. Allen, with the perceived disadvantages roster-wise, all the turnover, he'll just get so – and he hasn't won it yet. And there's a debate if he's overrated or not by some lunatics – it all will just snowball into, this is his year. you know, they have to have the season as a team to go with it. But last night was huge for that for him. I mean, the odds tell
prime
you.
Time.
The odds tell you it was huge for him.
Right on. Paul Hamilton joins us at 6. The Sabres have another preseason game tonight. And most of the big club is on its way to Germany for that whole thing. An exhibition game or two and then the regular season next Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Football Monday continues next. This is WGR.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.